This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Indonesia knows how to put on an election. Countries everywhere might have something to learn from Indonesia. Yes, you heard me. Indonesians know how to get the vote out, even if sometimes their politicians don't serve them well. They make voting and election day a celebration and call it a Pesta Demokrasi, or Democracy Party. It works, too. In the last election, they had 80% turnout, where in the United States, we're lucky to break 50%. A Times reporter brought us all the news. In Indonesia, tens of millions of people across this vast archipelago of thousands of islands head to polling stations that are sometimes decorated with balloons, garlands, and flowers, and manned by officials dressed up as Spider-Man, Batman, Thor, or other superheroes. After voting for presidential, parliamentary, and local legislative candidates, people camp out near the polling places with food as they wait for early counts to trickle in. They have good reason, and have been holding these parties on Election Day ever since the end of the Suharto dictatorship. The Organizers Forum visited Indonesia some years ago, and I was fortunate to return later, about 15 years ago, to help train 50 young people who are going to engage in a get-out-the-vote campaign using the kind of door-knocking and GOTV methodology that Acorn had pioneered. Although the training was partially in English and translated in Indonesian, the Urban Poor Consortium, UPC, called them all rappers, since they were learning the rap. One of the things we always noted was that one of the results of the brutal killings of the dictatorship, where many thousands of men were slain, was the prominence of women leading unions, social movements, and nonprofits in this huge Muslim country. I wonder if that also has something to do with making the democratic act of voting a celebration, rather than another task for the day that too many avoid over here. If you add to the party a day-long wait for the returns, the odds of any monkey business and constant claims about voting irregularities also become rarer. Sure, some hardcore politicos have watch parties to see the results of the elections come across the screen, but that's different than making voting itself a party and a pleasure. It probably helps that Election Day is a national holiday in Indonesia and that the majority of voters are under 40, with voting as young as 17. Plenty of party people in that demographic. Democrats and Republicans have party in their name, but both of them seem to have lost that loving feeling for making democracy something to celebrate rather than shout about. We could all learn something from the Indonesians, and it would be great to flip the script and make elections fun rather than something too many dread. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.